With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. California's Gifford Fire continues to grow, expanding to roughly 84,000 acres. Firefighting crews are struggling to rein in the blaze amid hot, tinder-dry conditions. The fire in the Los Padres National Forest is only 9% contained. Hundreds of homes and other structures are threatened. There have been evacuations and several injuries as well. President Trump considers J.D. Vance the front-runner for the 2028 Republican presidential nomination.
The president was asked if he believes that Vice President Vance is the heir apparent to the MAGA movement.
It's too early, obviously, to talk about it, but certainly he's doing a great job, and he would be probably favored at this point.
He also said Secretary of State Rubio would be a strong consideration for 2028. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NATO is helping Ukraine with some heavy lifting, coordinating regular and large-scale arms deliveries.
NATO itself provides only non-lethal assistance to Ukraine, items like tents and medical supplies. But the alliance has started coordinating deliveries of large weapons packages, most of it purchased from the U.S.
Denmark, Norway, and Sweden announced they would fund an additional $500 million package of U.S.-made equipment for Ukraine.
State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce.
In addition, yesterday, the Netherlands announced it will fund the first package of U.S.-made weapons and munitions, including Patriot missiles.
Two deliveries are expected this month, and the Nordic package is expected to arrive in September. Jennifer King, Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has gone to court to remove Democrat Texas House Leader Gene Wu from office. Abbott accuses Wu of leading dozens of Democrat lawmakers who fled the state to block a congressional redistricting plan. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 157 points higher. This is SRN News. The Trump administration makes a decision on IVF.
The Washington Post is reporting that the president is no longer planning to issue an executive order mandating that health insurance providers cover in vitro fertilization. The procedure is controversial amongst pro-life advocates, as it often involves the destruction of human embryos. The Post says the administration still wants to make IVF widely available, but has decided that an executive order is not the way to go. Congress could take up the issue if it wants to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school district. That's where parents have brought legal challenges on the grounds that the statute violates so-called separation of church and state. However, the ruling only narrowly applies to four of the state's 237 districts as Arkansas students prepare to return to class this month. This is SRN News. Large grain silo in Minot, North Dakota is the site of a massive mural by an Australian artist.
Guido Van Helton has been working on the project for more than a year, and when it's finished, it will be visible all across the community. He's painted similar murals in the United States as well as other countries. Van Helton says when he creates the murals on old structures, it, quote, becomes part of the landscape. This mural will cost $350,000, covered through donations. Jason Walker reporting.
Hiroshima marking the 80th anniversary of the atomic bombing of the western Japanese city. Many aging survivors are expressing frustration over growing global support for nuclear weapons as deterrence. Survivors' numbers are rapidly dwindling, and their average age is now over 86 years. More details at srnnews.com.